Yeah, yeah. No, I think that I left a message at his office.
Yeah.
And I said, Jerry Wexler told me to call, so I guess in his mind he had talked to you.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did he sound?
He sounded great. I mean, you know, it was one of the easiest times I've ever had talking somebody into money. I said, look, you know, I found this film. Jerry said you loved the record. He says, this is my favorite record of all time. I said, great. He said, I called Jerry unsolicited a couple of months ago just to tell him that. I said, good. He said, how's the film? I said, well, it's, you know, it looks great. Been sitting in a can for 35 years, and it's exactly what it is. He said, I'd love to do it. I said, okay. He said, how much does it cost? I said, well, she wants $1 million. It'll probably cost $1 million to finish. He said, okay.
So what's the next move? Are you going to send him some rushes or what?
He didn't even want the rushes. He just said, he knew my agent. So I said, all right, I'm going to have the agent call you. I said, when are you coming to Los Angeles? He said, I come to Los Angeles in April. He said, let's get together and show me the stuff. I said, great.
Oh, that's terrific.
So I hope the rest of it goes as easy as that so far.
So, you know, I should be a co-producer on this.
Yes, you should.
Because I co-produced the whole motherfucker.
I
didn't co-produce it, I produced it.
I wouldn't do it without you.
Anyhow.
No, what you tell me what credit you want. I'm putting it all over there.
Producer.
Okay.
Because I did.
I understand.
Now, remember.
I'm not forgetting.
Remember, I sent a profane rhythm section in there. Who would have thought of such a thing? And I had them rehearse for several days. It was such an emotion that I had. The reason being, I'll tell you one more time. Every black musician has got a gospel root somewhere. Somewhere, some grandma went to church or something.
Yeah.
But these guys have been playing jazz, let's call it jazz, for so long that they don't have the exact syncopations.
Yeah.
So I want them to go there and work with Cleveland and get the real syncopations. And that's what they did. And that's one of the reasons it came out so great at Canada Music.
Oh, it's all because of the music. Even when you saw the film, you see those guys, that interplay.
Yeah.
You know who I talked to, by the way, is I talked to Alexander Hamilton, who was the...
Oh, no kidding. I know. Great. He was a music director.
Yeah, yeah. A terrific guy.
I used him to... I used him to do the Staple Singers to work on their harmony because they have a very weird harmony.
Yeah.
I only did one record with them. I did a hell of a record with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But... When they came to Muscle Shoals, man, they were just, it was clashing.
Yeah.
So I called him in, and he rehearsed them, and I had Pop Staples the Long Black Train? Not Long Black Train. One that Elvis did about the...
Oh, yeah, 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 Train, right, yeah, yeah.
Train song, yeah.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Someday I'll make a copy of it and send it to you.
I'll find it. I'll go find it somewhere. I'll go and look it up.
You know what? It's a great record.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know it is. I know you were having fun back there.
Robert Palmer said it's one of the best records of the year.
Yeah.
But, here's the usual but. There was no single hit out of it. And so when you don't have a single hit out of a rock album or R&B album, you usually have nothing.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Chris Blackwell loves you.
Thank you.
He was he was really nice. I told him, I said, you know, my only regret is that I'm not, you know, 30 years older, so I could have been there and we could have really had some fun together. He said, oh, yeah. He said, Jerry, back in the old days, Jerry was something else. He said, you know, I met him the first time with Steve Winwood. He said, Steve was so impressed, and we all sat there and we just watched Jerry talk to the promotion man, and then he talked to, you know, the producer, and then he talked to the engineer, and then he talked to the musicians, and then he came in and he talked to Steve. He said he was unbelievable.
You know, I believe that the first time he came to America, he came right to my house in Long Island.
Yeah.
Then they got real tight with Ahmed.
Yeah.
Because I was not a hangout guy.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting for those of us that don't like to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't a hangout guy. And I'm not a drinker.
Right. And you don't need the free pussy.
But Ahmed, it was the king of hangout.
Oh, yeah.
The king.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he would hang with Chris and everybody else. And you know, when I signed the Led Zeppelin,
yeah,
I handed them right over to Ahmed.
Yeah.
I never really got to know the guys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Only Dwayne, what am I thinking of?
Robert.
No, I'm thinking the Allman Brothers. That's another story. But so Ahmed became the Led Zeppelin guy. One reason they did the memorial for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You should see, you should try to get a hold of the program.
Oh, I saw it.
Which is, it's in book form, it's bound.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got the record in it.
Yeah.
The Ahmed Erdogan record. You saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had it?
Somebody at Rhino.
Oh, maybe James Austin?
One of those guys, because John Bugh, I think, was the guy. I was in his office the other day when I was...
The artifact, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so...
So anyways, I just want to let you know your name is still powerful in some circles. Luckily, only the circles that I give a shit about.
David Ritz and I agree that you're for real.
Well, I fooled both of you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's hard work.
Well, look, I can fool Ritz, but if I got you, boy, I really must be for real.
Okay. Good luck.
I'll keep you updated as the news comes in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.